I saw a very nice comparison that on Tu B'Shvat, we say it's really the beginning stages of the tree growing its fruits. And we know the Pasuk says, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. A man is like a tree in the field, right? So a man is compared to a tree in the field. How is a man compared, in what way is a man compared to a tree in the field? I saw this beautiful, beautiful explanation that says as follows. If you look at the trees outside, obviously there are winter trees that the leaves stay the entire winter, but there's some trees that the leaves fall off. That's why there's a season called fall, that all the leaves fall off, in case you guys didn't know that. the leaves fell off. And then in the winter, they're completely, completely naked of any leaves. And then in the spring, the leaves start growing on the trees. And then in the summer, it's like fully blossomed. So what happens to a tree throughout the winter is like tragic, if you really think about it. The winter, this tree is outside. During the summer, it has its leaves to cover it, to keep it warm, you know, to protect it. But then the leaves fall off. And the rain comes, and it comes, and the wind, and it's cold outside, you know, and has no one to protect it, no one to cover it. And only after a really, really, really long winter, finally, you know, it sees the light at the end of the tunnel, and the leaves start growing, and then in the summer it's finally fully blossomed. So what's the significance of that? Sometimes in life, you know, all of our good fortune seems to be falling away. All, everything good that's going for us seems to be falling away. And we find ourselves in these dark, you know, dark days, dark winter days that are cold and windy, and we feel like we're helpless, and there's no one there to protect us, no one there to help us, to cover us. And we're just getting rained on, and more rain, and cold, and especially in New York, it's so cold with the rain and the snow and everything. And miskanim, you know, the same way, look at those trees. That's sometimes, you know, sometimes us individuals are also like that. We also feel like that at certain points in time. But you have to remember that same rain that's coming down and that same wind that's hurting you, that's damaging you, is going to help you grow. And that's exactly how the tree grows. Through that rain and through that wind and through that cold weather that it has to endure, it has to suffer through during the winter, right? All that doesn't go to waste. It goes underground, right? And it goes into the roots, and it gets stored, and it starts working on the tree to make it grow and to help it develop in a better way, right? So we all go through hard times. We all go through difficult times. But after those difficult times, we become stronger. We become better. We become better at what we do. We become stronger individuals. We become more, you know, we've learned so much from these experiences. So you have to understand that you're compared to a tree. And that during those times in life, not to give up hope. Not to give up hope and to understand that everything Hashem does is for a reason. Hashem doesn't, you know, make a tree suffer. That's a person looking on the outside is going to, you know, an atheist is going to say, if there was really a God, then He wouldn't make the trees suffer that much. You know, I could see someone saying that. No, He's not making the trees suffer. It's just Hashem's presence in hiding, right? The rain is going, the rain is going underground, and you don't really see it. You don't see the results right away. But after a while, you're going to see the results. So in life, that's something that we have to always live with. To always live with that point, that when we go through these things, to have that emunah, that constant emunah, that Hashem is doing this. Hashem is doing this for our best. Only for our best. You know, someone hurt us physically, someone hurt us financially, someone hurt us in other ways. No, Hashem is making me go through this. Hashem is making me go through this. Why? To make me stronger. To make me stronger at the end of the day. So Hashem should give us all the bracha. Bless us that we shouldn't go through these things. But when we do, we should understand, we should have the knowledge, right, of understanding that it's not bad. It is for our own good. It's for our own good. And it's going to make us stronger. And we're going to be stronger. And it's going to make us more God-fearing. And it's going to make us get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem give us the bracha. We should always have that in mind when we go through things. And we should always use those experiences to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.